Hello, Why Not Callers. This is Linwood with Hills. At ya? You've reached Why Not at 346-6644 and 935-8203. That's right. Well, this tape is issued February 27th to run for the rest of this week as well as next week. And before we get to these comments, I'd like to give a few phone numbers here. The new phone number for Dual Phase is 506-5757. Also, I'd like to remind you to call Express Line at area code 805, and the telephone number is 252-9777. Also, I'd like to remind you to call that line out in Mission Hills. The telephone number there is 896-0607. As well, Freaky Phone 992-0999. Well, after we've got that business out of the way, we'll get into the comments.
Hello there. I'm curious to know what is happened to Freaky Phone. Every time I call it, I get a busy thing. I don't know if is there something wrong with it, or is it that popular? I'd like an answer, if you don't mind.
Well, I guess it has been busy. Dave hasn't told us he's had any equipment problems, so, well, let's assume that it has increased in popularity.
Okay. I just wanted to inform you that the tape on 956-0069 is now running and going until next Wednesday. And no, I'm not planning on fucking up on this one. Although there were a lot of fuck-ups on the comment tape that we may see. Couldn't get it together, could we? Well, what can I say? Anyway, we do have a comment tape out on the line, and it's what can I say? It's gonna be here for, you know, a while, so call it and enjoy. Goodbye.
Okay, so those numbers for Odyssey again in the area code of 213 is 956-0069 and 956-0100. One is input, one is output. And truthfully, I forgot which one was which. You'll have to find that out by yourself.
Now, this is Bill Santa Barbara. According to the National Safety Council, only half as many accidents occur at work as in the home. So if you're sitting at home listening to this comment, you better hurry up and go to work before you hurt yourself. Thank you.
I would just like to announce that in early March, the date I shall announce next week, the speaker, actually the head of the, well, how to put it, the head of the United Nations for Iran, the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, will be speaking at Pierce College, so all of you who would like to attend, the date will be given, the date and time will be given next week on this line. So we'd all like to see your support against Iran there. So, this is Jeff Tarzana saying goodbye.
My name is John. My comment is on the banning of the Olympics in Moscow. Because the Olympics in 4 years is going to be in Yugoslavia. And if Tito goes under and Russia takes over Yugoslavia, we're going to ban Yugoslavia also. And I think we will. I don't know if there's any reason for this. So,
yeah, this is Jacob. I was thinking, well, I have a statement. I think they should outlaw busing because it is unconstitutional. I think busing is the worst thing that ever happened, and it's wrong for people to tell other people where to go. You know what I mean? Like, people, they go in their neighborhood, and, you know, they send their kids to a good school, and, you know, they get bused down in Watsi at night. And I think this is very wrong, and Judge Egley is a big egghead. Thank you. I have another one. Walk into an antique store and say, what's new? Or better yet, go to your neighbor's house, lock yourself in the bathroom, run a quarter of a tub of hot water and throw in 20 boxes of Jell-O. See what your neighbor says. At least they wouldn't have to worry about dessert for the next 6 months.
Yes, this is Paul from Encino, and I have a comment about tips on television.
Well, I think that all those people complaining about sex on television and violence on television, well, I think that since they're putting on these things, it reflects today's society. So I would go all for it because you want to show the real part of today's society, which includes sex and violence. And if these people are so worried about their kids getting involved, getting the wrong idea about everything, well, they just don't have to watch it, do they? No one's holding a gun to their head making them watch it, so they don't have to watch it. So I think that they have no reason to argue about it, and they could turn on some other show. They have the UHF and plenty of VHF channels, and they have plenty of other things to watch. Thank you.
Well, hello, this is Laura from Express Line calling at sometime in the afternoon on Friday, 15/7/80. Finally, I said the 80, well, I should say the 80. Instead of a 79, several things. First of all, a couple of questions. First of all, what is it that is said, just a quickie, what is it that is said on your announcement for input when it says you can talk about world affairs, public problems, something entertainment? I mean, ever since you've had that announcement on there, it's been bugging me. What in the hell kind of entertainment? Sounds like you're about to say what Yorba Linda when you say that, Yorba Entertainment or something like that. Maybe you can please tell us what kind of entertainment you're looking for. Second thing, I noticed that when I did call this announcement, I heard the, you know, on your no-call calls and third pretty going stuff, the no was actually cut off. Part of the tape was cut off, so it sounded like it said collect calls and no third-party billings accepted. So it's in antiquity actually saying collect calls accepted. I don't know if you'd want that or not. Maybe I should start calling you collect since I can't call. Why not for free? And third thing, that person on the last tape, I can't remember his name, but oh God, the comment really runs through with me. And I had to respond to it. The comment about disco, you know, how people shouldn't be prejudiced against another person just because of their musical taste. I really haven't gone, you know, like at my school, hardly anyone likes disco. And I say, hey, I mean, big wow, I mean, I don't care what kind of music other people like. I mean, they can listen to theirs and I can listen to mine. But when they, you know, come up to me and flatly say disco sucks right to my face and start putting me down and making wisecracks about me just because I like music that they don't like. I mean, really, music doesn't make the man, or the woman in this case, doesn't make anyone. You know, I could go out there and, you know, listen to Brahms if I wanted to, but I don't. And I don't think it makes any difference as to what kind of a person you are. I enjoy disco. I think it fits my lifestyle. It fits the way I am. Rock and roll doesn't. Some of it is okay. I mean, really, I can't say that all of one kind of music is bad and all of one kind of music is good. That's another thing. Just saying disco rules or disco sucks, rock and roll rules, rock and roll sucks, you can't really do that because some of both kinds of music are really bad. You have to admit that even if you're a diehard rock and roll fan. So, basically, you know, what's his face from K-Rock, Fraser Smith or whatever it was, I mean, go to hell. We don't need you. We don't need that kind of closed-minded attitude that you have by judging people by the kind of music that they like. And we don't need to eat the disco strangler either. So, anywho, that should do it for this comment. So this has been Laura Express Line at 8. Please call 252-XPRS in the 805 area code soon. Because, hey, I don't know what's going to go on with this line if I don't get some calls. Wish me luck, please. Thank you very much, and good luck with the line.
Okay, about our intro disclaimer tape. Well, Steve said local entertainment, like local, L-O-C-A-L. And about the, where the no is chopped off, well, we can't help that the, intro machine kind of wheels past the no when it shuts off. We'll have to make all new intros.
we'll be probably hearing new intros on the line within the next couple of weeks. And about music, well, I don't know. I listen to Fraser Smith every morning, and he hasn't been on KROQ in a long time. He's now over at KLOS, and he hasn't been cutting down disco on the air for a long time. I've never heard him cut down disco. I guess people have been kind of getting on his back, so he's kind of laid off disco, but hey, listen to him. He is insane. I mean, the phrase rules.
Now, you see, I like to make a comment today about study habits. Now, most kids that are about my age, that's about 16, see, like don't like to study, you know, they like dope and pot and drugs and all that good stuff, you know, but now when you think about it, the best thing on earth is studying. You see, studying gets you down to the real earth. I mean, gets down to the mellow moods, and gets down to history and English and Spanish and math. I mean, we couldn't survive without that stuff, and a lot of people just don't realize it. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant, all those great heroes of the past, I mean, we wouldn't have those today. See, it's hard to believe, but those people, those guys, were the first ones to start it. The stuff on dope and drugs and all that good stuff. You know, people don't believe that. That's why Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, because, you see, people just didn't like his dope, but it was the best stuff. See, now, if you get into studying, like American literature, English literature, then you can find out about the past. And you can learn something about your culture, and I'm sure everybody wants to learn something about that. I mean, you can learn that Queen Elizabeth was supposedly a bisexual, and all that good stuff. So, do yourself a favor today and just read a book.
This is Tim Santa Monica, and just saying hi, and it's nice that you're back up again, and you played that tape for, I don't know, about 2 weeks, but anyway, not getting mad at you or anything, but, if you do have to play an old tape again, can you please, do it, a really old one, not really old, but 6 or 7 months old, or maybe one of your first tapes, that'd be really good, I think. And also about, a little word about the secret, a little secret information about the draft. You know, the Russians and the Iranians and everything, they're being paid to do the shit they're doing, because, before all this, we were all depressed and everything about the inflation and the gas and everything. So we paid them to kind of get our mind off all that shit. So that's what's happening. I just got that news. So, this is just my mind just saying goodbye.
Well, that's the idea about the old tapes. Some of our old tapes are pretty pathetic. I mean, we should, if we ever do something like that, we should put a disclaimer in front of the tape saying to warn people who are weak of stomach to obtain a paper bag and place it firmly underneath their mouth before listening to the tape and keep it there during the tape while the tape is running.
Hello, this is Charles Hunt, and this is another one of my inputs. I really don't understand it. I've been on three tips, and I don't understand why when I'm trying to reach my friends or my family at the hand-down Chinese laundry, I cannot get the number I want. I keep getting the input. And who is Brian W. Feedback?
Hi, I want to comment on what the phone company's doing. This is Darius from Agora. A couple months ago, we had a number change because, somebody was trying to call us from Mexico City. So they changed their number for us. And a couple days ago, I got this call. And they said they needed to change it again because the number they gave me was on a temporary disconnect. And, I had this big argument with them. And they just wouldn't listen, And I wound up having my number changed again. And a bunch of idiots not knowing where to call. And I had no idea why they do this. Or, that's not the way to word it, why they have to give them back their number, and why they even gave it out in the first place. The computers or whoever did it, a bunch of idiots over there. That's all I gotta say. Darius McGuire, and name the comment.
Well, that about does it for side one of this line update. Stay tuned for side two. We will be auto-reversing momentarily. Welcome back to side two, and on with more comments.
My name's Martin. I want to talk about is the world situation with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And I think that the press is playing it up as a big power play, but really you have to look at the Russian side of it too. You just can't look and say that they're imperialistic and stuff like that. One, the Russians have always been afraid of invasion and the threat. And the Soviets have 15 million Muslims living on their border. And they've seen the overthrow of their government in Iran. And now the civil war in Afghanistan, and they say, hey, these Muslims are revolting, why not? Let us revolt inside our country. So, you know, we're actually having a threat of an internal war inside their southern province of Azerbaijan. So, I think that since they had this threat, and also, the Soviets have always wanted a buffer zone, too, to make way for a threat other invasion. And I don't think this is just the Soviets invaded Afghanistan to get to a warm water port, because if they could have, they might through Iran straight to the Persian Gulf. And that would be the most logical thing to do. And so it's obvious that they just didn't do this to get a warm water port. They did this because they had their own personal threat, because the Muslims might revolt in their own province. Because these fanatics and these crazies that are all running around saying, go to war, you'll be, be all peace with Allah. And it'll guarantee you, so why not? Hey man, all peace with Allah, so I'll go to war, and I'll fight my own country. But that's one of the reasons the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. They didn't invade it purely for imperialistic reasons. And if you see the Soviets are bad, you can just look at us and compare our history. In our past, Florida was Mexico. We could got away, you can look at that. Look at other stuff. I don't think we should boycott the Olympics. We shouldn't boycott the Olympics, for one. They want to boycott it because of the tradition that the host country cannot be involved in military operations. Well, that looks pretty bad when you look at us. For instance, we went to the Olympics when we were involved in Vietnam. If no country can be involved, who's involved in military operations? So if we're going to... If we're going to say that we shouldn't go to the Soviets because their military operations were just as bad, so we're hypocritical of ourselves. And that's my comment. I really appreciate it. And hey, why not? So I say, why not? Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Trisha from Chaplin, and I just wanted to say something about the Summer Olympics. I think that they should be held because those people have been training their entire lives. And they've been shooting for this one goal, to get to the Olympics. And they're going to have this dream taken away from them by one stupid thing. I don't think it has, it should have anything to do with politics. I mean, I know it does and everything, but it should. I think the Olympics should go on. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Jerry Canova Park, 122 on Saturday, a beautiful raining Saturday. And I was just wondering, did anyone make it over to the Pink Floyd concert? I tried getting out tickets. I heard it was a really good concert. Anyone see that? Also, Jefferson Starship was playing last Thursday night on Valentine's Day. That group is really doing good. Their album, Freedom of Point Zero, is really a great album. That's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, my name is Chrissy. I live in Sepulveda. I want to say that, I just want to wish everybody out there, Bruce and all you guys working for Wynot, a happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday, George and Lincoln, you know. It's really great. You guys are wonderful guys. What I want to say is, to tell you the truth, I saw the movie The Fog, right? And it's really a good movie. And I would appreciate it if, you know, all you guys out there, and all the Why Not listeners, do us a favor. Go out there, do yourself a favor. Go out there and see that movie. Give yourself a good scare. And let me know what you think about it. And then maybe we can have a discussion sometime. remember, it's The Fog, and I think it's really a good, scary movie. Go to a drive-in with your boyfriend or whatever. But this is Chrissy, and I just really mainly wanted to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day, okay? Bye-bye.
Hey, Britt, for Google Whiskey, any town, USA. Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it. Thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good morning.
This happens to be Wyatt from Highland Park, again. Here, anyway, I have a comment on the cost of fuel for your car. $1.30 a gallon. Don't believe it. Boy, you know, $1.30 a gallon doesn't sound like much, but goddammit, remember 3 years ago when it was 45 cents a gallon? You could drive from here to hell on a tank of gas. Now, shit, $1.30 a gallon. I mean, you gotta pull your stocks, your bonds, hawk your jewelry, and then maybe you can go from here to Santa Barbara. Anyway, you know, it has a lot to do with these people who drive these boats, these huge, infamous Cadillacs. These rich people, they don't look at the little man that's driving his Volkswagen saying, oh boy, I'm being fuel economy. Even though I'm rich, I drive my Volkswagen to conserve fuel. But then you got the people with their big, huge Cadillacs that go for it and just drive them around. Oh, we'll take a cruise around the park today and burn all the gas up in the caddy. You know, 1 mile to a gallon. Cost of fuel is really getting to me. I don't know about the other people, but goddamn it, $1.30 a gallon.
Mm.
Oh well. Anyway, about all I have to say on this case. So just remember to keep a locking gas cap on your car, because pretty soon your fuel is going to be as good as gold. This has been Highland Park bidding you a fuelish goodbye.
Yes, especially when you start paying for your gas and programs, then you know you're in trouble.
Hello, this is John from Encino, and I've been in Canada for the last month or so, not going to school or anything, and I've come back to see that the Ben Harris Conference is not here anymore, and I'd like to know if you know any other conference lines or any of those two-way calls like 765-6000. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kay North Hollywood. I'm working at the 3rd of February. I'd like to make a comment on the draft situation. I think that drafting kids from 18, at the age of 18, is ridiculous. Such as getting out of high school, they're just really starting to live. I think they should start the draft maybe 25 to 35. But starting the draft at 18, oh, come on, that is a bit ridiculous. I'd like to know everybody else's opinion on this. Thank you for being so hard. Right.
Okay, the draft in itself is a real big social problem. Like, as you said, people between 25 and 35-year-olds, why not draft them? Well, people between those ages usually are quite well established in family life. They're usually married, have a couple of kids. They have pretty good jobs, most of them do. They're out of school. They probably work full-time or even own businesses. So it's kind of hard to grasp people who are pretty well established in society, whereas a person that's fresh out of school has really no social plans for his future. But hey, any way you look at it, the draft is a raw deal. I don't like it, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah, this is Mark with the Coast. I just wanted to know, what are the comment lines are up besides why not? Because why not sometimes it's hard to get onto. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, so you want to know what lines you can call while you are waiting for why not to become not busy. Okay, well, from your area, Woodland Hills, which is the same area we're in, you could call that line, and the number for that line is 896-0607. And that's out in San Fernando area, Mission Hills. Let's see, feedback at 995-7799, excuse me. And really, that's about it in the valley, as far as I can tell. If you want to call a line that's up in Canyon Country area, up in Saugus, Newhall, area code 805-252-9777, and that's called Express Line. That's run by Laura 805, and she'd like to hear from you. She's kind of, well, she needs new callers. Hey, give her a chance. Occasionally you'll find the roving diverters forwarding up to her sometimes, occasionally. So if you hear her intro announcement, I don't think she has an intro announcement, but if you hear her taking comments, go ahead and leave her a comment. She'd like to hear from you.
All right, this is Jay Hollywood. I'd like to know about anybody's views about making pornographic driver's training films. Yes, pornographic driver's training films are the films of tomorrow. And I'd like to know if anybody would like to be participating in these type of films. We will be producing them starting next month. And they will be distributed throughout all high schools and all driver's training classes. So, next year when you see your driver's training movies, it will be my productions of pornographic driver's training films. This has been a brief comment from Jay Hollywood. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jessica from Northbridge. And I just wanted to say that I think you guys should get another line because whenever I try to call, when you play back the comment, it's always busy. And if I try to get through to leave a comment, the line's always busy. And if I'm lucky, the line's ringing, but then I have to hang up or something. This is one of the few times I've gotten through. Thanks.
Well, you are not alone. Other people have called up regarding that problem, and in the future, we are getting a rotary to our 346 number, so it'll ease the tension on especially heavy calling days when we play output tapes. So, be watching out for that coming soon.
Yes, this is Awesome Express Line calling at about 9:30 in the p.m. on Saturday night. And I have a question for some of the YNF callers. I was looking through magazines. I mean, I read them once in a while. And, I mean, one thing everyone sees in every magazine they read is the RCA or Columbia Record Club offers, where they'll say, like, get 11 records for one dime or something if you agree to buy six more in the next 3 years. Well, sounds pretty good, you know, six more in the next 3 years is only really 2 a year. And, of course, I buy a lot more records in 2 a year, so it sounds pretty good. But then you read on and you find out that they say at regular music club prices. And I'd like to know one thing. I mean, I'm thinking about actually joining this because there are some pretty good things offered in the way of disco. And I'd like to know if anyone out there has actually joined this thing and is receiving records, buying them from these companies. And if so, do you think it is worth it, or do you think it's just another big dip? I'd like to hear your comments on that. Either on Weiner or on the express line, 252-XTRS in the 805 area code, give it a try. It is not what you're thinking. And, I mean, remember the way Weiner started out, and, I mean, I'm going through the breaks right now with input and everything. And contrary to some past rumor, I'm not planning to jump to success the way Weiner did by playing satires. So, just to stifle any ideas you might have had, Express Line's going to become a good line. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it work. And you could help by giving us a call. Thank you, and good night.
Oh, boy, am I relieved. I thought Laura was going to do a satire on our line here. And joining a record club, I wouldn't if I were you. The prices that they charge are well over the list prices that any record store in L.A. would charge. Well, that about does it for this week's comment tape. And comments will be taken February 29th, the Friday. That's right, it's going to be input day again. So,
If you haven't left your, haven't heard your comment, if you've left your comment within the last couple of weeks, if you haven't heard him, well, call it Friday and leave him again. So why not? And the rest of the crew, this is Linwood and Hill saying thank you for listening. This tape repeats.